Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, we continue to follow the developments on the terror attack in New Orleans and what we're learning about the Texas man who's named as the suspect.
And the FBI says the Houston man is the driver who killed and injured dozens on Bourbon Street. But why? That's still the burning question.
Samsudeen Jabbar admitted on video to supporting ISIS. The FBI says he joined the terror group before this summer, but are still investigating into how the Army veteran became radicalized. Professor Jeffrey Atticott at St. Mary's University says this proves that radical Islamic extremism is a serious threat.
The war on terror is not over in terms of dealing with radical Islam, and that is the number one threat facing this country.
Jabbar lived in a Houston neighborhood near a mosque, but reportedly told neighbors that he prayed at home. Federal law enforcement officials say they've recovered three phones and two laptops, which are being scoured. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas artist who used his talents to honor victims of attacks is doing it again in New Orleans.
We are here, we care about him, and this is a place where we consider to be sacred.
That's Roberto Marquez. He makes crosses, and we told you about him and his work after the Allen Outlet Mall shooting in 2023. More than a dozen New Orleans victims have been identified so far. They include an aspiring nurse, a father of two, and Tiger Besh, who we told you is the brother of a current TCU wide receiver, Jack Besh.
Now, Bourbon Street once again open following the attack in New Orleans, but it's certainly a very different feeling than a few days ago. NBC5's Alex Billiards continues our team coverage, describing new barriers along the street and the feelings of some of those that are visiting.
Visitors couldn't help but recount close calls. Visiting from Frisco, the Smith family left the quarter just an hour before the attack.
Just crazy. Thinking it could have been us, you know, this, you know, God blessed us.
They delayed their trip home just long enough to watch Reedy High School grad Caleb Smith play for Notre Dame in the postponed Sugar Bowl.
Everything just changed for us, you know. Normally, with the game being postponed, we would prefer to stay another night. It's changed the whole outlook.
That was NBC5's Ali Spilliards reporting. Speaking of the Sugar Bowl, Notre Dame took the win over Georgia, 23-10. They're going to face Penn State next in the Orange Bowl. And the Longhorns don't even have to leave Texas for the next assignment as they try to make that national championship a reality. And fans are snapping up tickets at AT&T Stadium.
The cheapest tickets to the Cotton Bowl Classic in Arlington were $289 for standing room Thursday afternoon. Some UT fans at a Peach Bowl watch party say they're glad for the win this week, but the Longhorns needed double overtime while Ohio State just knocked off the top team in the country.
This should have been a 25-point game, and they let them back into it because we've been poor in the second half all season.
Ohio State's also got a couple native Texans on the roster. Donovan Jackson's from Houston, and place kicker Jaden Fielding's from League City, south of Houston. In Arlington, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KURLD.
Security at the Cotton Bowl Classic is very much an issue given what happened in New Orleans. We're expecting Arlington Police to share more on their plans with us later today.
Well, some Irving neighbors are raising concerns about what? About feral hogs. They say the animals are digging up lawns along Harris Court. They've torn up the lawn at a nearby park. Brian Allen tells NBC5 they've been spotted late at night and early in the mornings, and he's worrying it's just a matter of time before the hogs have an encounter with a person or a pet.
I don't think anyone's ever had any damage or been attacked by them, but that's just a matter of time. If the hogs are getting more aggressive and spreading around and coming earlier and staying later, so that's my concern. That's why we've kind of raised the flag about this issue.
Yeah, meanwhile, the city of Irving says it's aware of the complaints. They've hired a wildlife contractor to help with that issue. Well, in the evolving workplace, quiet hiring is on the rise, and it could be your ticket to a promotion. Indexy reports, instead of hiring externally, companies are hiring or promoting internally or just assigning employees to new roles. And so to stay ahead, experts say you should focus on building new skills, expanding your internal network. So, you know, we should get to know the people up on floors 10 and 11, I think.
They've already quietly told me to go clean the bathroom. That's a brand new role for me.
Oh, right. You've been promoted. It's
there you
incredible.
Go. It's already working.
And also, you can show your versatility. You're always showing your versatility, by the way.
Okay.
Quiet hiring
may feel, that, boss?
May feel risky, but rewards include leadership opportunities and career growth without having to job hunt. That's good. So for ambitious professionals, now is the time to shine in-house. All right?
There's a new Congress being sworn in later today. It means new leadership also must be chosen. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland reports from Capitol Hill.
The first order of business when the U.S. House convenes here is to have a vote to choose its next speaker. The current speaker, Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson, wants to keep the job, but Republicans have a very narrow majority entering this Congress, and he can lose just one Republican vote on the floor and still win the speakership. There are multiple House Republicans, including those who met with Johnson Thursday, who've yet to commit.
Now, one congressman, Republican Thomas Massey of Kentucky, has already pledged to oppose Johnson.
And we're going to have Scott McFarland on the show coming up in about an hour right here on KRLD, so keep it tuned. Funeral services for Jimmy Carter start tomorrow in Georgia, and then they move to Washington, D.C., then back to Georgia on Thursday for burial at the family residence. SMU presidential historian Jeffrey Engel says U.S. presidents actually plan their own funerals. There's a lot of variance, but they also have a lot of leeway.
They could choose to lie in state, for example, in the Capitol. They can choose to have a memorial service at the National Cathedral. None of these things are written in stone, but it's just accepted common practice.
He says he happened to be in George H.W. Bush's office when the former president was reviewing his funeral. That's something he says he did every 3 months. Not all presidents want their funeral to be a national event. Richard Nixon was laid to rest in a private service in California. Engel says George Washington also wanted a simple ceremony with only his family present, but instead his funeral was turned into a national event. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Here's KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
Good morning, guys. Second day of trading on Wall Street. We're still trying to find a direction. Now, yesterday, we had this big turnaround in the averages. We were sitting here, you know, all happy and projecting big multi-digit gains on across the board. And indeed, we had it. The Dow was up over 300 points. Then it sank, turned around, headed straight back south, took the rest of the averages with it. But I stress it was the averages. Overall, there were more stocks up than down yesterday on the New York Stock Exchange, maybe 250 more stocks up than down. So that's called choppy trading. Today, well, we're going to try it again. The Dow looks up 133 points. The S&P's up, looks up 19. The NASDAQ should rally about 85 points. A lot of moving parts today. You were mentioning the speaker's race. Wall Street will be watching that very closely, probably closer than the first responders bowl, although they do come on about the same time. The also, we'll watch individual stocks like U.S. Steel. U.S. Steel is sinking 8% this morning because it's official now. The president has come out and said he will kill that Nippon Steel $15 billion proposed takeover of U.S. Steel. You remember the other day, the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment was deadlocked, so they sent it to the president. And don't look for any sort of an appeal after January 20th, because President-elect Trump has also said he's against it. So now they may have to break that thing up to find buyers for the pieces rather than the whole. Also, there's some speculation that President Biden may ban more offshore drilling before the inauguration. Evidently, it can't be undone by future administrations. Crude's up a dime, $73.23. Gold's down $4.40, $26.64.40. And interest rates are pulling back a little bit, 4.54%. Right now, and I stress right now, the futures look higher across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, TGI Friday is going to sell its locations at DFW Airport.
The company is going through bankruptcy proceedings. The leadership has agreed to sell the 5 corporately owned locations inside DFW Airport, plus 4 in Maryland, to a franchise group that specializes in operating restaurants in airports and cruise terminals. The deal is for $34.5 million. The company will be able to use the money to repay a nearly $24 million bankruptcy loan. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, I got fond memories of TGI Fridays back in the day.
When's the last time you went to one, though?
No, it's been forever. But you know, back in high school, it was the big hangout spot after big events. We'd go to TGI Fridays.
Everyone had to wear a lot of flair, remember?
Absolutely. They had to wear a lot of flair. Otherwise,
you didn't have flair.
Jennifer Aniston was going to get in huge trouble.
That's right. Only 8 pieces of flair?
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Come on.
Well, here's a Florida story, so hold on to your butts here. This woman was surprised at her door as a sheriff's deputy showed up. Not supposed to be there, but he was bringing food.
It happened in Santa Rosa County in the Florida Panhandle. Two deputies pulled over a DoorDash driver and discovered there were outstanding warrants for his arrest. One of the deputies said he didn't want the delivery to go undone. The rest is in this sheriff's Facebook video.
There's that back for you.
Thank you.
There's that for you. The receipt's in there. I don't know what the deal is going to be with DoorDash after this, but either way, at least when we come, make sure you got your order. So
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Absolutely. Yep. Y'all have a good night.
The sheriff's post tells county residents to remember, quote, "We're here for all your needs, even the unexpected ones." Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Police, open up your mouth.
Look, if a cop's open at my door, I don't care what he's giving me. I'm not answering. Nobody's home.
Yep, exactly.
I'm a little nervous. Oh. Maybe that's just my lifestyle, I guess.
Maybe it's the warrants.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.